The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
I don't know. The weeks just go by faster and faster and faster. It is Friday again, and we've got phone lines just waiting for you today on whatever you may want to talk about. Telephone number 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I got good news, bad news, weird news, strange news. I've got a little bit of everything today. And I hope you'll stick with me as long as you can. I've got some really important stories in the 4 o'clock hour. We're going to get into a brand new scientific study indicating whether there is a gay gene or not. The LGBTQ community for years has been hoping, praying for a scientific study indicating that there is a gay gene, because we have been told for years, well, that's, you're just born that way. There's nothing you can do. That's, you're born attracted to the same sex. It's not environmental. It's not social. It's genetics. It's just the way you are, and you can't fight it. Well, brand new study out being reported by the New York Times, CNN, NBC, you name it, they are reporting it. Probably the largest study of its kind, and I'll have the results for you in the 4 o'clock hour. First, a couple of updates on stories we've covered in the past. It's been a while since we've heard anything, seen anything about Coach Joe Kennedy. You may remember, Joe Kennedy was the head football coach at Bremerton High School in Washington State. He had been there for quite some time, and he is a dedicated Christian. And one time after the game, without telling anyone, without consulting anyone, without announcing anything, when the game was all over, you know, the players were, you know, congratulating each other and talking with the other team, he just went out on the 50-yard line and knelt down and prayed, just had silent prayer. And he was just overwhelmed at the privilege that he had of coaching these young men. And he was thankful that they were safe, no one was hurt, and so on. And so he went and knelt down on the 50-yard line just to thank God for safety and so forth. Well, a couple of the players saw him do it and said, "Hey, Coach, what are you doing?" "I'm praying. Would you mind if we join you? And this is about verbatim of what Coach Joe Kennedy told the players who asked him. He says, this is America. You can do anything you want to do. I said, okay, next game, we're going to join you. Coach said, fine. Again, he didn't ask them. He didn't announce he was going to pray. They just saw him do it, and they voluntarily joined him. Well, every week, more and more of the players began to join him. And it kind of climaxed when, after one of the games, several players from the other team, the opposing team, joined them. And they had this big, huge prayer meeting right in the center of the field at the 50-yard line. All voluntary. Well, a parent got all bent out of shape, contacted the Freedom from Religion Foundation. Freedom from Religion Foundation contacted the school and said, we're going to sue you. School district, the school board had a meeting and said, boy, we don't want to get sued. And so they call Coach Joe Kennedy in and say, you got to stop that. He says, I don't think I can. This is my right. I have freedom of religion. When I became a teacher, I didn't sign away my constitutional rights. They said, well, if you keep doing it, you're going to get fired. And he said, well, that's up to you. He kept praying, and sure enough, he got fired. Coach Kennedy is a Marine, former Marine, and this all happened. Can't believe it. This happened back in 2015. Well, it went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court, in a very narrow ruling, refused to hear the case from a lower court. A lower court ruled against Coach Kennedy, and the Supreme Court said, nah, we're not going to hear the case. However, four of the justices in a statement summarized by Justice Samuel Alito and Clarence Thomas said the case, quote, of the free speech rights of public school teachers is troubling and may justify review in the future if more facts are revealed in a lower court. Well, First Liberty Institute has been defending and representing Coach Joe Kennedy, and they believe that they have more facts from other courts, and they're going to try to take it back to the Supreme Court again. So the headline I'm looking at, football coach fired for defying school prayer ban, could get a second shot at a legal battle. So Coach Kennedy and First Liberty, and they're not quitting, they're not giving up, and they are determined to take it back through the courts, argue it in a slightly different way with other precedents, and take it to the Supreme Court again. We'll keep an eye on that. I hope that happens. Then, something that I think, and I think most of you agree, an incredibly troubling movement in America is to remove the Electoral College. There is a compact, it is called, of political groups. And they call it the National Popular Vote Compact. They are trying to get legislation passed in states around the United States that would basically remove the Electoral College in each of these states. In other words, whoever wins the popular vote, the electoral votes from that state, regardless of how the vote went in their state, doesn't make any difference. Now, we're talking specifically here about Colorado, so let's just purely hypothetical. Let's say that a Republican candidate in Colorado, presidential candidate, this is for the presidential election, wins in a landslide, the Republican candidate. But the Democrat candidate gets more popular vote. Well, then all the electoral votes for the state of Colorado would go towards the candidate that the people of Colorado didn't vote for. It's nuts. It's crazy. But several states, the legislatures of several states have passed such legislation. Colorado is one of them. Well, evidently, the people of Colorado, as liberal-leaning as the state of Colorado is, the people of Colorado are saying, whoa, wait a minute, you didn't ask us. And so there was a petition passed, and it has received more than twice as many votes as necessary to put this on the ballot in November. According to the Colorado Secretary of State's office, the 227,198 signatures are likely the most ever submitted for a statewide ballot initiative in Colorado. So the people of Colorado are standing up and saying, whoa, wait a minute. We didn't give the legislature permission to take away our Electoral College votes. So it's going to be on the November of 2020, the November of 2020 ballot, and that could have a big impact on the national election. I predict we'll see some other states doing exactly the same. I don't think these legislatures, like Nevada and several other states that have entered into this popular vote compact, I don't think the people, when they understand what the Electoral College is all about, I don't think they're going to support it. We'll see. But for now, it looks like Colorado, the people are going to speak. Kind of think that's the way it should be anyway. We'll be back.
This is Bob Burney Live.
I've got just a weird, bizarre story about a library in Wichita, Kansas. But first, I just want to mention quickly, a dear friend of myself and this radio program, Barry Sheets. Barry has guest hosted for me. Barry has been a guest on this program on many occasions. Barry is a Christian warrior down at the State House in Columbus. If there's anything going on at the State House in Columbus, Ohio, Barry Sheets, a Christian activist, is well aware of everything that's going on there. Well, Barry had emergency surgery down in Chillicothe, I believe, yesterday. And I've been very concerned about him, and I sent him a message, and I was shocked. I got an immediate response from him. He is home, but he has to go back in a couple of weeks to have his left kidney removed because of a tumor on it. So I just ask that you pray for my friend, our friend, Barry Sheets. There is not a state legislator in Ohio that is not familiar with Barry Sheets. Man of integrity and character and honesty, and just a real Christian warrior here in the state of Ohio. So pray for Barry Sheets. All right, this story just blew my mind. Joy and I lived in Wichita, Kansas for 4 years, loved it, hated the state. I mean, it's just so barren and flat, but loved the city. Wichita, Kansas is just a wonderful, beautiful city, and God gave us an unbelievable youth ministry in Wichita, Kansas. And we still have contact with our young people. Well, they're all married. Many of them have grandchildren now, but they were our youth back then. Anyway, that's not important. This drag queen story hour thing is sweeping all across America. And it defies common sense. It defies common morality. but it is sweeping like a wildfire to libraries all across the country. Drag Queen Story Hour. I just shake my head and go, what are you thinking? Well, Wichita, Kansas was considering sponsoring some Drag Queen Story Hours at their public library, as public libraries all over the country are doing. Well, some local pastors heard about it, and they went to a library board meeting. And they said, you know, maybe it would be good if you did a background check on these people who are doing the Drag Queen Story Hour. Hello? Hey, listen, in the day and age in which we live, you don't do anything with kids without a background check. No church in their right mind allows anyone to work with their young people, their children today, without a background check. That's just part of the world that we live in today. So a local pastor urged the library to adopt a background check policy. He went to the meeting and he sent a letter. Part of the letter said, since this board's intent is to continue Drag Queen Story Hour programming, are you at least willing to perform background checks on the participants? Well, amazingly, nobody on the library board had even thought of that. Oh, maybe we should do a background check on people working with children in our library? So most of the library board members said, you know, that's probably a good idea. Why don't we do that? So they brought it to a library board meeting. Yeah, well, Thomas Witt, the director of the LGBT advocacy group Equality Kansas. We have a sister organization here in Ohio called Equality Ohio. Well, Equality Kansas, this LGBTQ activist group, contacts the library school board and said, discrimination! Discrimination! The representative for this Equality Kansas said, quote, it's clear why they're checking for sex offenses only. Why wouldn't they check for sex offenses? So, he files a complaint with the school board, and now, or not the school board, the library board. Quote, now the library board is reconsidering implementing the policy. What could be more common sense than requiring a background check of people working with children in the library? Now, because of charges of discrimination, they may not do background checks. This is not going to end well. It is not going to end well.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.